This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Michael Jackson's will was filed in court today. It leaves his entire estate to the Michael Jackson Family Trust. And who controls that trust is sure to be a huge legal battle. One of the hardest parts now is figuring out just how much Michael Jackson left behind. Stevenson Jacobs is a business writer for the Associated Press, and he's been looking into that. And Mr. Jacobs, as far as you've been able to make out, how much is Michael Jackson's estate worth?
Well, from what we can tell from recent documents, he was worth, or he claimed to be worth, about $235 million. And that was as of March 31st, 2007.
And it's obviously more than 2 years later now. A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. His finances, as everybody knows, were not in the best of shape. So it's not clear how solid a financial footing he's on right now. And obviously that's going to come up during the battle over his estate.
Well, let's talk about one side of the ledger here, his assets. What did Michael Jackson own?
He owned about $560 million in assets, according to documents that we obtained. The most valuable of his assets was his share in the Sony ATV music publishing catalog. And that included songs by the Beatles, Bob Dylan, Neil Diamond. And it was probably the best business move he ever made because it's a very lucrative catalog. And it's something that, you know, helped keep him afloat for all these years.
Worth much more now than it was when he bought it in 1985.
Worth much more now and probably will be worth much more in the future.
Of Michael Jackson's assets listed in this document from 2007, how much of those were in cash?
Well, that's an interesting point because he claimed a net worth of $235 million as of 2007, but only about $700,000 of that was in cash. And it's a pretty small sum given, you know, his opulent lifestyle and the seven-figure shopping sprees. And it raises questions of whether he was spending more than he was bringing in.
And, of course, he has the Neverland Ranch, any number of other possessions that he's accumulated. He's a huge spender.
He's a huge spender. And the interesting thing on the Neverland Ranch is he had millions of dollars in loans taken out against it. And because of the real estate bubble that burst in California and much of the country, the ranch is not worth nearly as much today as it was, say, 2 years ago when his finances were revealed in this document.
Yeah. Well, what other debts had Michael Jackson piled up?
You know, it's not entirely clear who his biggest creditors were, but we do know he took out a $23 million loan against Neverland Ranch. He almost lost the ranch to foreclosure because of a failure to pay on that loan. He was able to save his ranch after figuring out a way to restructure his loans. But this is going to be the big battle that comes out during the estate. His creditors are now going to come forward and we'll get a better idea of who believes they're owed what and how much.
Since Michael Jackson died, his music has been selling like crazy and presumably bringing in much more money to the estate than it had before. Will that complicate things as well?
It could, because it's not clear who owns the rights to all of his music. Certainly, there's plans for reissues of his music, commemorative box sets, DVDs, and the like. So there will be a lot of money to be made off his music in the future. The question is who will get most of that money.
And the whole idea behind the tour that he was preparing for before he died was that it would help eliminate some of this crushing amount of debt that he'd piled up.
That's right. The company that was planning to do that had planned 50 sold-out performances in London, and by all accounts, the sole reason was to help get Jackson out of the hole. And, of course, that's not going to happen now. But there is talk that perhaps they will be able to offset some of their losses through souvenir ticket sales. And there's even talk of a video of some of the rehearsals that may help them recoup some of their losses.
Well, Stevenson Jacobs, business writer for the Associated Press, thanks very much.
Thank you.